You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 127. Don't Stop Believing. Welcome back to the show. I apologize for the unexpected break in our episodes, but I'm back now and I have a beautiful message from Spirit for you. In our last episode, we spoke about change being in the air and how 2017 is a year of new beginnings and great change. It's the number one in numerology, and that's a new beginning. And so far, I haven't exaggerated. Less than a week ago, I lost my mother. She made her transition back into spirit, and I feel like we're family, so I can share that with you. 2017 has truly been a mountain for me already. It's just like what I talk about in Chapter 7 in my book, Doors of Light. I've faced physical challenges this year due to the vibrational shifts that we've been experiencing because of the eclipses, and then the spiritual and emotional challenges of dealing with the illusion of loss and separation. It's been with friendships and now with my mother. It's been one test right after the other, but Spirit has been right here with me all the way. Lots of change already, and it's not just me. But for many of us are experiencing great change this year. As they say, what doesn't kill you can only make you stronger. This is a year of growth and expansion. Earth is our classroom, and we came here to learn, and learn we must. So now we must ask the question, what is death? And why is it one of our greatest challenges? Spirit says that death is one of the greatest of illusions, and the power of it is in the fact that it causes us to perceive that someone no longer exists. That's how it challenges you. It's a challenge and a test even when you know that we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. It's a powerful illusion and one of your greatest challenges. Death will test your faith and your belief that you are an eternal being. And it's all because of perception. It could also arouse fear, and this will also become a trial for you. Death causes you to seek out more answers. It causes you to question what life is really all about. And questioning leads to expansion. And so death is one of our greatest teachers. As you grow in life, your beliefs will be challenged, and it takes an expansion of consciousness in order to rise above limiting beliefs. If you only believe in what you can see with your eyes, then that is a limited vantage point, and it's one that all humans must rise above. It takes challenges and experiences to help us overcome our belief in limitation. It's through the challenges that we will eventually awaken. It is very difficult for most people to accept a reality or truths that they cannot see with their eyes because the physical world is all that we've ever known. We were born forgetting that we are spiritual beings having a physical, self-made experience. But we must work to remember this truth that this physical reality is only an illusion. All of it. And we must remember that all that we call real is only energy and vibration taking shape. And now we have scientific proof to back that up. So that helps those of us who need a little more confirmation. We really are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And this physical reality is here to help us grow. The material reality helps us learn valuable lessons through experiences that feel very real to us. And we need these experiences for our spiritual growth and advancement. But part of the challenge on the material plane is to overcome the illusion. This is what we're calling the awakening, really, in a nutshell. It's where our consciousness begins to expand and we become aware of more than what we can just see with our eyes. As we expand in our consciousness, more of our intuitive abilities will come forth, and we're given opportunities that help these abilities to surface in our life. When we face the challenges of life head on, they become opportunities for us to grow spiritually. You must put what you say you believe into practice, because the illusions challenge your beliefs. So you have to master the illusion. And the way you do this is by understanding it. That's how you pass the test. The tests are here to help you expand in consciousness. When you begin to question the beliefs that you hold, there is an opportunity for growth. It just depends on your questions, because it can go either way, positive or negative. You can grow through challenges or you can be set back. But the tests come to help you grow and expand. Deep thought opens the door to greater wisdom. And sometimes it takes something that brings your whole world to a halt before some of us will take the time to really sit back and look into our lives more deeply. And that's why death is one of the greatest teachers. When you truly understand that everything and everyone is energy and vibration taking shape, then you know that there can be no end to life, because we are eternal. Life is only part of the illusion, and we need to believe in the illusion up to a point in order for us to grow and expand in consciousness. Life is our classroom, and you are an eternal student. You are the orchestrator of your lessons, and therefore the creator of your experience. And as you remember and begin to master the lessons of life, then the illusions will no longer have power over you. And it's because you begin to remember who you are and the truth of this physical experience. And if you've developed certain spiritual abilities, then you can still connect and communicate with those who have made their transitions from the physical into the energetic world. What we call death is really a spiritual transformation. Death is no longer feared once you understand the illusion. Understanding it doesn't stop you from missing those you love, but it takes the sting out of the experience, and it no longer is painful. It becomes an opportunity to grow, to awaken to the truth of who we are and the reality that we call life. Thank you again for taking the time to listen. May you be abundantly blessed by these words of wisdom from Spirit. Please share this episode with someone you know it will resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.